Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Virals out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kosko. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Allison reaches second base with a double. Hinton throws the ball into Alvis, who tags Allison trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 1 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cosco strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cott out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhals. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 3-1. Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kosko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici strikes out. One out. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Jim Cott. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals is hit by the pitch. Valdespino moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kosko strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.